Nidorim, Perakei Mishnah Dalet. Hareini Olecho Cherim. It's a lashon that we haven't met up with yet. When he says that I am Osir on you, Reuven asks himself on Shimon, Hareini Olecho, as what? As a Cherim. So he's answering himself like a Cherim, which we said Cherim is a type of Hegdish. So what Reuven is saying, that Shimon is not allowed to be Nena, and it's Chal, from anything of Reuven's. There's only one little problem. There are assets that might belong to Reuven that Shimon might not realize that they are shaykh to Reuven. Like what? We'll give another case. Hareat olai cherim. Instead of Reuven answering himself on Shimon like a cherim, Reuven is answering Shimon on him. So that means Shimon becomes also, Reuven's not allowed to be netted from Shimon. Hanoidir also. Hamudir also. Hanoidir also, depending on the lashon. Hareini olecho v'ato lai shnema. So a person could do it both simultaneously. He could answer himself on Yenner. He could answer Yenner to himself. A person could do both. He just can't answer Shimon to Shimon, but he could answer Shimon on himself on Reuven, or he could answer himself Reuven on Shimon. What the Mishnah really means to fear ice with, and this is really a hemshech of the Mishnah's before, they talk about what are properties that one can't be Nenner from. So the Mishnah says one thing that they can be Nenner is there are things that belong to the Oile Bavel. We'll have to learn about that in the next Mishnah. They're not allowed to be Nene from each other, from something in that city. Reuven and Shimon are both residents of a certain town. Everything in the town is Shayich Beshutvis, the Shul, the Merchatz, the benches in the public park. All the townspeople are considered Shutvim and everything in the town. Marshall, there's a din in Baba Basra that if something's stolen from the shul, it was a sefer that was stolen from the shul, and one of the residents of the town saw who the ganav is, he's not allowed to be an aid. Why? Because he's a partial owner. A person can't be made on himself. Aidus is possible to a Baal Dov. He's considered a Baal Dov on the sefer of the shul. Why? Because the shul is owned by the townspeople. Now, today's world, it's not usually like that. A shul is owned by whoever it's owned. It's not owned by people, it's not checked to the shtot. But when people lived in Shtetloch, that was the way it was. And Memela, everything goes under the category of Mudr Hano. But there are allowed to be Nene from anything that belongs to what's called the Ile Bavel. On the way from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, there were many Be'erois that were dug. They were dug by Ezra Seifer with Kal Yisrael when they came back to Eretz Yisrael after Churban Bayis Rishon. Or they were dug. There were millions of people that would come from Bavel during the times of the second Beis Hamikdash to be Eilei Yisrael. The population of Klal Yisrael in Bavel was higher than the population of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. In any case, we don't look at those as the property of all of Klal Yisrael. We look at those that Klal Yisrael created, Be'erois, Boirois, they planted orchards, they made oases, maybe they made certain rest stops, certain shelters. All those things we look at as Momen Shel Hefker. Doesn't belong to anybody. Whoever built it, whichever member of Klal Yisrael was nice enough to provide that service for Klal Yisrael, was mafkir to Klal Yisrael. So anything that's defined as Dovash Shel Oile Bavel is hefker, and everybody's allowed to be nana. It doesn't make them who your mudr hanor from. Mishnehei is a continuation. Ve'ezu Dovash Shel Oile Bavel. Keep going. What is the property that's considered hefker? It belongs to nobody, not to everybody. Kegoin harabayis v'ho azorois. The Harabayis was built by Klal Yisrael, the Azorois. V'abor Shev Em Tzaderech, all the Boris, like we said, that were on the way from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. V'ezu Dov Shaloi Soyer, Kegoin HaRechova V'Amerchatz, the public square where they used to make tefillah and where they used to make droshes for chizuk of the town, V'Amerchatz, U'Beis HaKnesses, the Shul, V'Hateva V'Asvarim, and the Bima, the Sefer Torah, V'Akoysev Chelke Lanosi. What's this? The Mishnah is dealing with the problem. So what is somebody supposed to do? You have two people that want to be Mudarim Zemizeh, and each one doesn't want to have that the other one shouldn't be able to be Nene from the town's property, but it's the Chere B'Shutfis of all of them. So Mela, what's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is, this is the way the Gemara explains the Mishnah, what's the Eitzah? V'akoysev Chalke L'Nosi. The way to get around it is by writing over one consigned shtar, writing over his chalokim in the town's assets to the Nasi. What's the Nasi? The Nasi is the leader of Klal Yisrael. What's the point? Why can't he write it to somebody else? So the Mishnah explains. Rabbi Yehuda says there's no difference. You write a shtar matona, giving your assets. Reuven has a problem because he wants Shimon to be able to come to shul, but he doesn't want Shimon to be nene from him. They want to keep away from each other. But it's not that Reuven doesn't want Shimon to come to shul or come to when there's public meetings. So what does he do? Reuven could write his nechosim, his shutvis in the shtot, in the town's assets, to the nasi. He could write it to anybody. He write it to a hedyid. Sha'koisim l'nasi ain't tzarech l'zakois. The way the Rav explains it is that if Reuven is going to want to write his nechosim to Yankel, another person who lives in town, he's going to have to find Yankel, and he's going to have to be mezake his nechosim to Yankel with a kinyan. He'll have to write a shtar matona. Shtar, by the way, works on karka, not on metaltalin. So he'll have to do another kinyan on the metaltalin. Let's say he'll have to do a kinyan sudis. He has to take somebody, do proper kinyanim. Koisim nechosim lenosi, Chazal instituted that when somebody writes his assets to the nosi, Chashivuse shal nosi, the Rav brings from the Gemara, is koina afal pi, that it's not done with a proper kinyan. L'chayre, Reuven writing the shtar, that he wants his assets, his shutvis and the town's assets to go to the nosi, l'chayre is not a ma'aseh kinyan. The shtar has to be given over to the nosi. No, it doesn't. And it doesn't have to be given over to anybody else to be koina for the nosi, with schir. But you don't even need that. All you do is you write it down, and that itself, it's like tzedakah, sort of, when we say amiros l'gvay kimsiros l'edit, means as soon as a person gives something to tzedakah, there's a gzesa kosov, that automatically becomes the property of, said tzedakah, really, hegdish, of hegdish. You don't need the gizbar of hegdish, the trustee of hegdish, to take possession of it for hegdish. Hegdish can be kind of without a hakno. So also the Nasi also. V'achachomim oimrim, echot zeh tzvichim lezakos. The Rabbanon argue on this, and they don't hold of this klal of the Tanakama of Rabbi Yehuda, that the Nasi could be zeicha without a hakno. So either way, somebody's going to have to be zeicha. Lo'idibru b'nasi ala b'hoibu. The reason why the Tana used the nusach ha'koisiv l'nasi, because that would be the shteger. You have to get rid of your nechosim, your partnership in the Sefer Torah, in the shul, in order that the other guy, Shimon, who's Mudr Hanomcha, should be able to come to shul. No, so you'll give it to the Nasi. You're not going to give it to your next door neighbor. That's just the normal way. Rabbi Yehuda adds one prat. Ein anshe gol tzvichem lichtoiv, shekvar kosvu aviseim al yedehem. Santa Zach. The Gemara explains, Anshe Golil, in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, were much quicker as a function of Kas, where they were Mudar Hanom. A lot of them were Mudorim Hanom Zemizah. This was a regular vehicle of having a fight, to be a Mudar Hanom from somebody. So, Mamela, Aviseinu of Anshe Golil already took care of this, and they gave all the joint assets of every town in Golul over to the Nasi. So, Mele, you don't have that problem. So, basically, the Mishnah is telling us that Mudarim Zemizeh, have a problem with assets that are owned jointly by all the residents of the town. And the Mishnah also tells us what's the Eitzah away from that. Now, obviously, the easier Eitzah is not to make a Zalcha Nedarim or to be Matir Nedar. But if the Nedarim are made and the Heter is not being made, so then we have to come up with an Eitzah, and that's the Inyan of Kaisav. Now, there's one point, which is Poshut, that has to be pointed out. Lama Zogah, that the townspeople are Shutvim Zebazah. Are Shutvim allowed to be Nana? Are Shutvim that own a shul allowed to step into the shul? L'chay, that's the Machlok Tanakama, and Oblazme Yankiv. The problem is that L'chay, the Mishnah is saying that over here, Shutvim are not allowed to step into a shul that belong to a town. That means Shutvim are not allowed to step in to their own shutvis because of the other guy. L'chayr, that's the shita of the Chachamim. The problem is that the Gemara says that the halach is like a blasme yankiv. That zen nichnas l'teich shaloi v'zen nichnas l'teich shaloi. So this is a major kasha. Most of the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Ritva, the Ran, the Meiri say that enechanami, al mishnah shaloi kalocha. Mishnah aleph, the halach is like a blasme yankiv, al mishnah shaloi kalocha. The Mishnah writes in order to discuss this idea of kaisuv l'nasi, which is an inyan for itself. Tosis Yom Tiv, however, is Matmiya, along with the Noisa Kelim and the Rambam, in Hilchos Nedarim Perek Zayin, the Rambam brings this Mishnah, and he also passed on Kavlaz Meyakim. So you're more than a shtickle stock. So Tosis Yom Tiv is Miyash of the Rambam. There are other Mahalchim that the Chotzer that we're talking about in Mishnah Aleph is a Chotzer She'en Beitir Kedei Chaluka. Therefore, the Chotzer can be used by each person. When Reuven, the Shutev, is using the Chotzer, it's Reuven's. When Shimon is using the Chotzer, it's Shimon's. And that's the way we see it. Like we said, Yesh Breira on the Shtamshus of the Chotzer. Masha Enkein. In the Mishnah by us, we're talking about a big open square. It can be used. It can be divided, subdivided into different properties. So, Mela, we don't see the Chotzer, the Rachva Shalir, or the Sefer Torah. It can also be divided, theoretically. A little bit harder to understand than the Sefer Torah. Maybe when the Mishnah says Svarim, we're not talking about Sefer Torah. Maybe we're talking about Svarim. So, one of the people in the Shul, theoretically, could take the Trei Aser. One could take the Melachim. One could take the Shmuel. And one could take the Sefer Torah. So, all the Nechosim, all the assets of the townspeople are Kedei Chaluka. And we spoke out of Mishnah of that by Kedei Chaluka. Even according to Blazim and Yankiv, you don't follow Zechon the Seitzah. And that's why the Mishnah would have to say you need the Seitzah of Kais and Lachos and Lanasi. A little bit of a Deichin. Both the Eitzahs are not that satisfying. There are other Mahalchim in the Rambam to be seen.